Good morning. Welcome to the Chuck Jines podcast. I'm going to talk a little bit about religion and science today, about staying in their own lanes and how even today, it's amazing how these lines are often blurred and crossed. And it just goes to show that human nature, for the most part, has remained the same since the beginning of time. So you guys might remember I had told the story about a guy in the bushcraft community, real soft-spoken guy. He could even probably read children's books for a living, right? Real good guy. And then he was telling this story one day and very passionately and emotionally about how great and powerful God is, that he sent a couple of guys in a pickup truck, intervened in the world to send these two guys in a pickup truck to help him and his wife get his boat put back on the ramp. And he was just amazed at how powerful is God. And what I had pointed out is this is some tremendous arrogance masquerading as humility. I mean, to think that a deity, an all-powerful deity, bypassed all of the suffering within the world. Hard to get my mind around this. To help somebody put their boat on a trailer is just really, really remarkable. But that's human beings are interesting creatures. So what brings this topic up? There's a guy I call Professor Hogdog. Let me get a sip of coffee here. He's in the dog community, and he likes to boast about his degree that he has in animal sciences. He waves this paper around everywhere and claims to be very scientific and into truth. And wow, just amazing. There was one time he was, wasn't too long ago, he was doing one of his whiteboard lectures on genetics, I believe, had something to do with breeding. And during the presentation, he had stopped to acknowledge his faith in Jesus Christ. And he actually said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's a common belief amongst some of the less evolved folks. He was putting forth the idea that the evolutionary process was perfect. It was without death and decay and all of these things, until sapiens came along, in particular, this one girl, Eve, who ate an apple, thus bringing sin and disobedience to authority, blind obedience. She broke from blind obedience, thinking as the first original sin. And then, of course, then now we had all of the death and decay that we see. Now, I can guarantee you that that was not a test question on the finals to get that their degree, see, because that pretty much disqualifies anybody as being a legitimate scientist, as somebody that's looking to pursue truth and into truth. I'm sorry, that just cannot be reconciled. this actually is somebody, if we look at Don Beck, we've talked about spiral dynamics and the different evolutionary moral in the evolution of moral development, which is different than IQ and some of these other evolutionary processes within the human mind and consciousness, but moral development. And you can have people that have, like Professor Hogdog, Lee Robinson, American Sentinel Canine, probably slightly than above average IQ for a white man. He's probably about 102, 104, just a few points above the average guy. Nothing real impressive. I mean, getting a degree, for the most part, is paying a fee and regurgitating. It's a lot of work, but a lot of regurgitating stuff off of tests nowadays. I have a essay I wrote, The Death of Liberal Education. I wrote that about 20 years ago. You could refer to that. But anyway, but when we're talking about moral development, it's a total different deal here. And so somebody that holds that view, and again, this is different than just believing in God, right? There's some of the statistics that I heard, if you take all scientists just as a category, a general category, about 40% of scientists believe in a God, which is high. But that's different than believing that the evolutionary process was without blemish until Eve ate an apple. These are not the same things. This is very, very underdeveloped. When I say someone with this particular worldview is about 6 years old, I'm not just trying to be like overly hostile and critical, but no, that's where I place that on the spiral of moral development. That's about a 6-year-old. And you could be 60 and and have a moral development of a 6-year-old, and lots of people do. And here's an example of that. But it's more than just that. But what this shows is that this person is not into truth at all, because you have to sacrifice truth to hold that view. This is somebody that places their emotional commitment to a mythological narrative above the evolutionary record, which so shows quite different than that. I would wager to bet that if asked, old Professor Hogdog there probably, it wouldn't shock me or surprise me, probably thinks the Earth is about 4,000 to 6,000 years old. Yet this, you know, this is what gets put forth as like an authoritative person on something. So yeah. And stay in your own lane, because those are two different lanes there. And you have to decide if you're going to be in the pursuit of truth or you're going to be a person of faith, right? Faith, as Nietzsche said, is not wanting to know the truth, actually. And as I would say, the stronger one's faith, the stronger one's resistance to the facts within reality. This would be a profound faith to actually truly believe, on one hand, claim to be a biologist and claim to be a scientist, and then on the other hand, to utter such profound ignorance. Some real, this is way down there on the, this is knuckle dragging stuff, and this is knuckle, these are the kind of people, like Voltaire had said, if you can get people to believe in absurdities, it's of little effort to get them to commit atrocities, and this is where the moral development really comes into play. It's very easy to lead these type of people right over a cliff. It's a dangerous worldview. Luckily, it's held in check because it lives in a rational, well, what's left of it, a rational-based society. You know, when you add that into the mass politics that we have today, right? We don't have news, we have views, where different or organizations proclaiming to be news or outlets cater to shareholders, market value, advertisers, by telling whatever their particular crowd what they emotionally want to hear. And that's mass politics. It hasn't been around all that long. The first manifestation of mass politics is fascism under Mussolini and Hitler. And That's when the change had really started to come around, where there was a democratization and just let all these people have. But anyway, it's the crowd and the masses. So a guy like Lee, what you'll get there is a very loyal following just because he says he loves Jesus. So all of the other people that share his very strange worldview, it wouldn't matter if his dogs were the worst dogs in the world. They would have never acknowledged that because of their tribal, actually clan. Well, it's tribal. It's above clan. It's a tribal membership into that particular worldview. But not, you know, as you go on, like elite scientists, only like 7% of them even believe in a god. Which is still high, really, in this country. Around the world, it's even less in other developed nations. So that's what moral development is. Moral development is your worldview, and you know, some of the things that come along with that worldview is blind obedience. I mean, that's what the story in the garden is about. It's not because she ate the apple; it's because she disobeyed. Right? Kind of a setup. The whole story's wacky. Jordan Peterson tries to, you know, get a lot of this snake oil through the door. And I used to be, there's a lot that Jordan Peterson has to offer. But when it comes to trying to get a lot of this bloodbath mythology through the door, as if it pertains and has some value in today's modern world. No, that's, you know, stay in your lane, you know, because we need a different level of morality to handle the technology and the advancements that we have. You can't have Noah's Ark people. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, this guy actually taught, I believe, high school or grade school or something like that. Wow. Huh? Down there in Mississippi, if you're wondering why they have very low scores. that could be why. But, yeah, and Hog Dog, you need to probably stay in your lane there, bud. I couldn't believe you said that. But, that, like I said, that's quite a tell there. And that again, you were yelling at me because I was criticizing your religion, which I totally annihilate Christianity for sure. It's slave morality, but I'm not even doing that. What I'm doing here is annihilating the scientific credentials. You're not going to walk on both sides of the aisle here. You have to pick whether you're a man of faith in very primitive and silly things, or if you're a man of science and looking for truth. And those are not the same things. And somebody that holds that type of worldview is just really amazing that you would claim to be some sort of authority and some sort of scientist. And like I said, that was not a test question for sure. So, yeah, man, religion and science got to stay in their own lane. I agree with Neil, what's that guy's name? I can't remember his last name, but I agree with him. I don't think they're reconcilable because faith requires you to toss the truth under the bus.